Bill Gates is one of the many powerful figures who show up in the Epstein files, and both he and his ex-wife, Melinda, are responding about some disturbing emails about him that have come to light. Take a look.
Whatever questions remain there of what I can't even begin to know all of it, those questions are for those people and for even my ex-husband. They need to answer to those things, not me. I left my marriage. I had to leave my marriage. I wanted to leave my marriage. I had to leave I felt I needed to eventually leave the foundation. So it's just sad.
I was only at dinners. You know, I never went to the island. I never met any women. And so, you know, the more that comes out, the more clear it'll be that although the time was a mistake, it had nothing to do with that kind of behavior.
I know nothing. I did nothing.
Well, Melinda said that Bill needs to answer to questions about these allegations. As we keep saying, they all need to answer about these allegations. And do you think his denials in the interview are enough?
No. I mean, you know, people can read what the Department of Justice itself released in terms of the Epstein files and Bill Gates. It's written right in the emails. And I do think that he needs to answer to it. It's unfortunate that Melinda Gates has said, I had to leave my marriage in part because of his association with Jeffrey Epstein. And I think that they were released by the Justice Department. And I think he should answer to it.
I like when they say, I was not on the island, as if that's the only place any of this stuff could happen.
Yeah, right. His homes, they were spooky. Everyone describes them, including Melinda Gates, as I regretted it from the second I stepped in the door when she met Epstein.
Yes.
He was abhorrent. He was evil personified. I had nightmares about it afterwards.
And she only met him once.
And